We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Big shout out to our women's soccer team, US of A, yesterday winning 13-0 in their first game of the World Cup. I don't know if we can call it a game.
Wow. A strong start,
but not without some controversy. All right, we'll get to it in a second. Good morning to you, Brian.
Hey, y'all.
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tamra.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Call or text us at 877-971 Hits. Good morning, producer Brian.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
What's up, y'all?
So, here's a little highlight of what went down yesterday in the Women's World Cup, U.S. versus Thailand.
We're back for shots, and there's another. Putting Rapino, who runs on. Rapino with a goal. 9-0 U.S. Quick shot taken. She's got four. Morgan nods it forward to Pugh. Open net. There's the 11. Morgan, shot, goal.
Come on.
Five for Morgan. Cutting the line. She's got it.
You get the idea.
Well,
you
why
get the
is
idea.
That guy still acting excited at goal 13 in the answer, right? Like that. Like you should reflect what's going on. Like oh go. Ooh, whoopsie, sorry guys, that was 13. So, sorry.
A couple of things to get through before we talk about the controversy. All right. So first of all, congratulations, first win. That is awesome. They have broken a record now for the most goals ever scored in one game of the World Cup. It used to be held by Germany versus Argentina, and it was 11-0. Okay? It was in 2007. Now, this one's 13-0. Shout out to Alex Morgan. Scored 5 goals. That's a record right there. She now has 103 goals total and 40 assists. She's absolutely phenomenal and amazing. But here's the controversy. And Twitter blew up yesterday because on the 9th goal especially, Rapinoe. Is her name, right?
Megan Rapinoe.
Rapinoe, depending on how you say your last name. I probably said it wrong, my bad. But she's a veteran. She's absolutely amazing. She's been to the World Cup, scored before. But on the 9th goal that she scored of the not for her, but of the night, she celebrated like it was the game winner versus a team like Germany right. or something like that, right? Thailand, you know what I'm saying? Not known for soccer. They were Muay Thai? Maybe. Mm-hmm. Not so much soccer. So she celebrated. She twirled around, slid in the grass, and then put her hand under her kneecap and did some type of like knee fart action. And then jumped into,
jumped
the bench
into
area.
Bench, jumped around. Like, the thing with Megan Rapinoe is, like these people, like, this team was supposed, like, Vegas wouldn't even take bets on Thailand. Mm-hmm. Because they were like, look, like, we're going to hedge it at 5-0. We don't think they're going to score one goal. And it's like, you come out and you just put an app, like, there were little children crying in the stands because they were getting just blown out. And there are probably these women's kids because, you said, Edgar, Thailand doesn't have a big soccer budget.
No,
it's not like they're, training all year for this.
Congratulations to the U.S. national team. But people are saying, you know what, maybe after the 8th, 9th goal.
it was a little extra.
Don't celebrate. Just score and walk away. Chelsea, you played soccer growing up. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I'm all about having, your own celebratory dance. Like, let your freak flag fly. Yeah. Be weird. But, exactly. The fact that it was, if it was, the winning goal. Right. But it just looked out of place. It felt like she was jinxing herself for the rest of the season.
100%. Soccer's one of those games, too, that internationally, it's a worldwide sport, right? There is a level of etiquette that people have, more so than most
sportsmanship.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because they've been playing it. It's been being played for hundreds of years. And the thing is you watch that and you just see them, just pounding on the national stage these women that don't play soccer full year, full time. That's not their job. Right. And then you look at it, I saw that on Twitter and I was like, there is no way this doesn't come back to jinx the U.S. I'm calling it right now.
I hope not, bro.
Karma, something bad's going to happen. Some team's going to just not take their foot off the gas pedal on us and they're going to embarrass us.
So Abby Wambach, right, who's a legend in women's soccer here in the U.S., came to the women's defense and says, for all that have issue with many goals, for some players, this is their first World Cup goal, and they should be excited. Imagine it being you out there. This is your dream of playing and scoring in a World Cup. Celebrate. Would you tell a men's team to not score and celebrate?
I saw that argument, and 100% yes. It's happened, like, if you Google or you go to YouTube and look up blowouts in men's soccer.
Germany beat Brazil in Brazil. What was the match? 8-0, 9-0?
I think 8-0, something like that.
If you watch the YouTube montage, after like 4 to 5, 6 goals and you're up that much and they're pulling the goalie, you know, at open net on certain on plays, they just literally will, they almost like they apologize, like, I got to tap it in. And they go. So, yes, the answer, Abby Wambach, is yes, they would be getting heat for this too.
So interesting, right? Chelsea, anything else you got to say? What side are you on this?
No, I mean, I think it's I don't think it was right of her. I think it was weird, but also
that's a weird celebration.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. I think watching it, it's almost like you like her, you want to celebrate with her, but you kind of are like, oh, it just felt like not the right time, not the right place.
Regardless, congratulations on the win. You know, the celebration's obviously a little bit controversial, but congrats on the win. Wishing our women's U.S. national team in soccer in the World Cup absolutely the best, and hopefully they win it. They're favorites to win it.
Sure. It was also a corny celebration, and I'm with Chelsea. Let your freak flag fly, Megan. But Google some dances, some Fortnite stuff. Do something cool.
I gotta stand up for her fart leg, though. That was pretty funny.
That came out of nowhere.
I like that.
You hurt yourself.
But maybe like 3-0.
Yeah, exactly.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Right about now, because it is so hot, I know my wife, he loves boba drinks. You know, that tea with those slimy little ball situations inside.
Creep me out.
Yeah, they're kind of creepy. The texture, I don't fly with it, you know? And just that feeling like you don't know when it's coming. You're just drinking out of the straw. Next, you know,
I don't like wild. Drinking and chewing at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and especially like this gooey.
Yeah, facts. So listen, if you love that boba drink action, they're popping up everywhere. So lots of you love them. There is a warning from the medical community. Too much boba may harm you. The little balls, though. The tapioca balls. Because they just found this case, a 14-year-old girl suffered from constipation for 5 days straight.
Oh, no.
Didn't know what it was. She was like, excuse me, what's your name? I can't go, número dos.
Oh.
So she rolls up to the doctor. They go to the hospital. They do an x-ray. And they found 100 tapioca balls stuck in her stomach.
Well, lay off the tea, you weirdo. That's so many tapioca balls. And that's not even... Those are the ones that she hadn't digested yet because her body was like, oh, God, stop it.
Balling. Straight up, this girl was grubbing those tapioca balls. 100.
I want to know how many teas that is. No? Just to keep that in mind.
I don't even think she was drinking the tea, dude.
Yeah.
She's like, give me the balls. I want the balls.
That's so wild there. So,
whoa, Brian.
So be careful. You know we're going to... We have recording of that now.
For sure.
From now on, we're going to play that randomly with no context. Yep. Was Brian saying that? Anyways, be careful with the tapioca balls, ladies and gentlemen. All right, here, moving on to the Dammy Dumb story of the day.
Dammy Dumb.
So it's coming out of San Francisco. 20-year-old Bay Area college student named Ethan. No last name because he doesn't want to be retaliated against for this story. So what he did is he used the Snapchat filter, which could change the look of your gender.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we did that in studio. We all looked like somebody's aunt. I looked like someone who would call the manager. Chelsea looked like some sort of like guy that no one trusts.
Yeah. Facts.
And I looked like a female that has amazing eyebrows.
You did. And we also look like one of our listeners' best friends.
Yeah.
So, remember when we had a listener called in? She's like, yo, thank you, Edgar. We've been making fun of your picture for so long because you look exactly like one of our friends' wives.
And you did. So what Ethan did is he did the face swap situation, then went on Tinder. And he did this because he wanted to pose as an underage girl and catch predators on Tinder.
Okay.
Because his friend had been, like, his friend had confided in him that she had been molested when she was younger. And he's like, you know what? There's got to be creeps on Tinder. I'm going to find out. So he starts hitting up this dude. His name is Robert Davies. And he's hitting him up and they're chit-chatting and doing all the thing. And he's like, hey, I'm only 16. And he's like, no big deal. I don't care. The messages start getting more illicit and crazier and more graphic. Well, it turns out that Robert Davies is the same San Mateo City police officer. And Ethan sent screenshots of all these conversations saying, like, yo, I'm 16. Guy's like, I don't care. Getting super graphic, telling him what he wanted to do with her.
Right.
Sent it to Crime Stoppers. Crime Stoppers sent it to San Jose Police Department. San Jose Police Department arrested Officer Davies for, and he's now being held for felonies under attempting to elicit felony acts with a minor.
Oh, my God. So this cop wasn't undercover or nothing.
Not at all.
On his free time on Tinder, sees this picture of what seems to be a woman, but it's really this guy, Ethan, with a gender swap filter from Snapchat.
100%.
Oh, my God.
So it's like, damn, he dumb idiot, but also, like, good for this dude, Ethan, out there trying to, like, catch creeps, and this guy just with his guard down, thinking, oh, I'm a police officer, I'm on Tinder, like, who, you know, probably a little bit of an untouchable complex, and now is going to face felony charges for trying to elicit acts with a 16-year-old.
Good, man. I'm glad that guy is going to be off the streets after doing something like that, for sure.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
I want to send a special shout out to those of you that work at fast food restaurants and have to be outside taking people's orders while people are in line in their cars. You know, sometimes you go to In-N-Out or like a Chick-fil-A, the line gets out of control. Okay. So they'll send somebody out to get your order before you even get to the speaker to speed things up for you.
I feel like those are the only two that I can come up with that do that, because I know that every time I roll through Jack in the Box, ain't nobody getting out of that door.
Jack don't care, bro.
Nah,
he's like, wait.
You wait, your ass.
You wait. Yesterday, I stopped by at the Chick-fil-A in Chino Hills, and the girl that rolled up to take my order, legit dripping sweat from her elbows, bro.
Yeah, but at least she's not the one making your food.
No, I know.
You know?
But I had so much respect for her, and she still greeted me with a smile and was super polite and nice as she's just sweating, and there's sweat dripping from elbows with her little iPad situation.
They got those tiny little hats, too.
Yeah.
You know, like, give them, like, they should get a big-ass sun hat.
Yeah,
come on,
man.
Get a sun hat, in and out.
They did have, like, a little fan situation with, like, a mister on it.
Oh, nice.
You know what I'm saying? To send out some mist. So thank you for what you guys do, for keeping a smile on your face. You guys are the true MVPs out here in 100-degree weather. It's going to be chilling out a little bit today, and then tomorrow we're dropping about 10 degrees all around in SoCal. So hang in there.
The Chelsea Report.
Have some good news. Katy Perry and Taylor Swift have finally ended their feud.
Oh, thank God.
It's never too late. It's never too late, guys.
No, it's been going strong for 4 to 5 years.
So
this feud, it was all because of backup dancers.
Shark, no?
It's always because of backup
dancers. Oh, the shark
dancers.
Was so different. It was totally different. Oh, it was one of the dancers?
The left shark? Wasn't it like that?
That was
the left
totally
shark was
confirmed.
One of like her, I mean, it was one of her like main dancers.
Yeah.
That was like his sixth costume change in that whole joint.
Yeah. But apparently the two girls, they had a girls' night recently, and Taylor delivered cookies to Katy on a plate in a around the plate, it said, peace at last.
Mm.
Katy posted it yesterday on Instagram, and she captioned it, feels good, and then she tagged Taylor in it, and in the location wrote, let's be friends, and Taylor commented with a bunch of hearts, okay. So there you have it.
Yay! Looks like somebody's going to be dropping music soon, trying to get back in the press cycle.
Well, some were saying maybe their new song together, they have a collab, and it's called... either Let's Be Friends or what was it, Peace at Last or something.
That
so collab's who knows?
That collab's going to have a lot of pressure on it to be a hit.
So?
It's not a hit. Well, yeah, because like both of them have pressure individually to drop hits. And I feel like the last few of them haven't really been like the chart-topping monsters.
Mm-hmm.
And if they collaborate together, you're going to be expecting something magic.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure.
Relieve that pressure and just add Lil Nas X to it. It will be a hit.
Right.
What would that sound like? Oh, my gosh.
Amazing.
Exactly like that, but with Katy and Taylor.
That's awesome, man. Glad they're getting along.
LeBron James has landed another NBA player to star with him in Space Jam 2.
Welcome to the Space Jam. Space,
all right. That's a good song, though, right?
Hey.
Yeah, if you're 9.
So, you were a fan of it, though.
Space Jam, I wasn't like, for some reason as a kid, I wasn't into cartoons. I wasn't into TV. I grew up on an island near Canada,
gotcha.
So we didn't have anything.
Well, rumor has it, Golden State Warriors' Klay Thompson is locked in. He's the first NBA player to reportedly commit to the project. I heard a handful of players actually turned it down. They don't want anything to do with it. But a source says that the official announcement will come out after the finals, but Klay is locked in, and the movie is expected to come out in July 2021.
And LeBron is leading this, right? Recruiting?
So he's, not just recruiting, but he's also going to be star in it, and he's producing it as well.
And some NBA players are like, nah, I'm good?
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like what's going on with the Lakers, too.
Well, if you think...
Nah, I'm good. I don't want to go to Lakers.
It's
all good.
Right. I'll just stay here in Toronto. I think the thing about it is, though, is that, I mean, Klay Thompson, look, if you've seen him in interviews, he's got the personality of a statue. So, like, acting-wise, I would turn it down. You're going to be on a green screen.
Yeah.
You don't know how it's going to look until the animators are done.
Yeah.
And athletes generally look really, really awkward when they're acting. It's rare that a basketball player nails a role.
They Unless you're Shaquille O'Neal, then you deserve an Oscar.
Shazam.
Blue chips, man.
Yeah, Shazam got robbed of an Oscar, bro. Come on now.
He got Game Ray Allen crushed it, and he got Game Ray. That's the only basketball player to ever have an acting performance that's worth anything.
Truth. That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Missed connections. You're lucky you missed.
That was close.
With Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
So there's a section in Craigslist where it's all about missed connections. You ever been in a situation, you're out in public, you see somebody, you're like, man, I wish I had the guts to talk to him. But you don't. You don't go up there. You don't say anything. So you go to Craigslist, describe the situation, the scenario, describe that person in hopes that that person that you didn't say hi to will also go to Craigslist because they're that desperate and lonely as well.
Magical.
And they will reach out to you and you guys connect.
I love it. I was talking to my buddy the other day about missed connections. He's like, what's that? And I'm like, stop acting so hard. Right? You know, somebody's like, I've never heard of that. What are you talking about? Like, dude, your wife is not on the phone with us. All right? Here we go. Missed connections. You're glad you missed.
That's my jam every time.
Just helps set the mood for Destiny.
Or Titanic death. Destiny? I'm like, what was the destiny? That was kind of sad.
I mean, it was destiny. They fell in love, right? And Rose was supposed to marry that scumbag, and she didn't. And she lived her life, and then she got married and moved on. Look, I've seen the movie.
Then she let go, okay?
Hey, she had to.
So I have to.
There was not enough room on that door for two people, Chelsea. Someone had to live on.
That's questionable.
This is my segment. You pipe down.
Go ahead.
I was near you at the stoplight on Foothill and Gary in Pomona. You were looking all good in your tube top with your windows down. I smiled at you and you drove off. Here's where I'd like you to hit me up. I followed you for a while because I wanted to say hi, and you seemed to freak out a little bit.
Ooh. Yeah.
I wonder why.
At some point, you almost got hit by a train trying to cross Arrow Highway as you ditched me.
Wow.
Didn't want to almost make you die. I just wanted to let you know that I really like you and I'm not weird.
All right, fantastic. Yo. Definitely glad I missed that connection right there, right?
Now you guys can talk. Like, it's... No, never mind.
Hey, thanks a lot, bro. Appreciate you got it. Teaching you got us it. How to do radio. You got it.
I will never forget the smell of you. You walked by me at Vaughn's in Mission Viejo on Tuesday afternoon. And I couldn't get you or your beautiful smell out of my head. I was a tall white guy with the Massimo hoodie.
Wow. Massimo, bring it back.
Just, wow.
This may sound weird, but when you parked your cart in the lot, I went over and smelled the handle of it.
Oh, no.
No way, bro.
Come
that's
on,
gross.
That's not real.
And it smelled just like you. I feel like I could smell it forever. And I want to smell you again. Please, please message me.
Get out of here.
Bath and Body Works lotions do stay strong.
They linger a bit?
They linger, Chills. You know?
It's called Vaughn's Handle. You were the man sagging his pants, showing off those beautiful cakes.
Get the glutes.
You were low-key sagging hard, yo. Parentheses walking down the street. My bad. Could not help but look. Low-key, you had a fat, pretty booty.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'd like to have you walk by me again so I can see it. Maybe I'll buy you something to wear for me to show off those hot cakes that I want to massage.
Cakes?
Wow. This was from, do we know if it was a girl describing this?
I'm assuming it was a girl, but they never identified
that. She was describing a guy.
Definitely a man.
All right.
You are the red-headed woman who was returning an item at Best Buy while I was picking up an online purchase. We traded a few glances.
Traded.
I love the color of your hair. No apologies if I seem to be perving out.
Whoa.
Okay.
I like what I like. And I like your style. My next question would be to see all of your tattoos. And do your red drapes match the curtains?
Oh, God.
Really?
Come on.
You had to go there? Wow.
Hopefully they do, because I love me some drapes.
Okay.
If you know what I mean.
Must be an interior designer.
It's the last one. Of course, man. Mm-hmm. Bed Bath & Beyond again. I believe in destiny. So this post is almost pointless because you can't avoid being mine someday.
Wow.
So aggressive.
I was the medium height Latino guy sitting in your section at Applebee's in Ontario.
We had not many of those.
Ontario. That ought to narrow it down. We had a good conversation. You even brought me ranch when it didn't ask for it. Oh, that's love right there.
Love.
That's love. But like I said, destiny will make you mine, my little ranch princess.
Oh, man.
See you soon.
Ranch princess.
Misconnections.
There it is, Misconnections. You are happy you missed.
Oh, yeah.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
All right, familia. Thank you for hanging out with us. Get ready because it's your chance to win 4 passes to have fun this summer at Knott's Berry Farm by playing Is He the Father game.
You are not the father.
The way this works is we have two listeners that are going to be going up against each other. We're going to present them with three different baby daddy scenarios from the very educational show, The Maury Povich Show. You're going to have to guess, is he the father or not? Whoever ends up with more points wins. Is that easy? Let's go to our phone lines. We got Samuel from San Pedro. He is Team Brian. What up, Samuel?
Bam.
What up, bro? All right, good times. You're going to be going up against Lilia from Norwalk. She's Team Chelsea. What up, Lilia?
Woo-hoo!
Let's do it.
Lilia, do you have any baby daddy experience?
No. All right, thank goodness, no. I've been married.
Same.
Samuel, do you have any baby daddy experience?
I have a lot of friends that have different baby daddies.
There we go. All right. You may have an edge. Did you ever think you were the baby daddy?
Look, we've all walked that line.
All right, here he goes. Samuel from San Pedro and Team Brian, you guys will have to decide first, then Chelsea, and then back to Team Brian. If you get it correct, you get a point. If you get it incorrect, the other team gets a point. All right, so here's the first scenario for Samuel and Brian. Is he the father or not? His name is Terrence. And his defense and title of the show is, I'm a boy maker, and that baby's a girl.
He's a dad.
Obviously, I am not the dad.
This fool.
Meet Terrence. Here he is.
Tatiana is crazy if she thinks her daughters are mine. Because here's the thing. I can't make girls. Tatiana was messing around with 5 other men when she got pregnant with her. Tatiana and I weren't even having sex when she got pregnant. Tatiana was going from place to place with different guys throughout her whole pregnancy.
Wow, are you sure her name's not Tatiana?
Dad joke.
It's a dad joke. Brian and Samuel.
I think he is the father, man. Maury never lets you get away with that kind of like blatant, stupid statement right out the gate.
I can't make girls.
Samuel, you agree? He is the father?
He needs to be embarrassed, yeah. He's the dad. Baby daddy.
You're going with he is the father.
He is the father.
Here it is.
When it comes to 3-month-old Trinity, Terrence, you are the father.
There it is. All right.
Yes.
1 point for Team Brian and Samuel from San Pedro. The pressure is on Lilia from Norwalk and Team Chelsea.
You got this.
All right, if you get this correct, you tie. If you get it incorrect, you lose the game. Here it goes. All right, so you're going to meet Salvatore, and his defense is, my Italian DNA will prove that's not my baby. Capiche?
Oh, my gosh. Does he throw in the capiche?
Here's Salvatore. Here he goes.
I'm a big Italian guy, and that baby does not look Italian. I don't care if that baby eats spaghetti and talks with his hands. That does not make him Italian. I looked the ex up on Facebook. Bada bing, bada boom. He looked like the baby. If the DNA test proves that I'm not the father, forget about it. I'll never trust her again.
I don't care if that baby eats spaghetti and talk with his hands.
Dude, that guy.
Lilia from Norwalk and Chelsea. Is Salvatore the father, yes or no? What are your thoughts?
What do you think?
Lilia?
He better be. He needs to be embarrassed.
See, I also think that I hope he's not. So I kind of want him not to be. So you're saying you think he is the father?
I don't know. I think.
All right, we got 3 seconds on the clock. 3 seconds on the clock. Is he the father or not, Lilia?
I'm going to say yes.
You're saying yes? All right, I was going to go with no, but if you're saying yes, let's do yes.
Okay, you're saying yes. Here it is. Is he the father?
In the case of 4-year-old Salvatore Jr., Salvatore, you are not.
Samuel from San Pedro, Team Brian, take the W.
We back.
Yeah. congratulations, Samuel. You win 4 passes to go to Knott's Berry Farm. And have fun this summer, all right, my man?
I will. Thank you, guys.
Lilia. Hey, in there. We're going to give you passes to get on the guest list to watch my man Brian at his comedy show, all right?
Yeah, we'll grab information. Okay. I got him popping up all summer all over the place, so we'll get some tickets for you.
That's comedy shows, not babies. Not babies. Clearing that up.
I'm not dancing. I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing magic jokes.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Have you ever been in a situation where you started dating somebody new, and next thing you know, they didn't give you a heads up about this, they didn't give you any disclaimer, one of their crazy exes pops up in your life and wants to ruin you? Or maybe you started to date somebody and it's not a crazy ex that popped up from them. It's maybe their main piece. You know what I'm saying? They're still dating that person. We want to hear from you this morning. When did you find out your new significant other has a crazy ex, and how did you find out? There's got to be some unreal stories. 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. We bring this up because I'm sure you've seen the story trending. David Ortiz, a.k.a. Big Poppy, is a legendary baseball player, an absolutely awesome guy. He played for the Boston Red Sox, right? He was in Dominican Republic this weekend. He was out there. He's married, but his wife wasn't there. He's out there with one of his sons, chilling at a bar. A guy just rolls up to him directly and shoots him in the back. The bullet goes out the front. He's been through two surgeries now. They saw him walk for the first time yesterday. He's back in Boston. He's an absolute miracle. We send him all our best. But now stories are starting to come out. What happened? He's obviously targeted in this situation, right? So allegedly, the story is that a drug lord hired a hitman because he thought that Big Poppy was messing around with one of his ladies.
I think he was pretty sure that Big Poppy was.
So it's like, in that situation, it's like, whoa, nobody gave me a warning sign that you were messing around with the drug lord. Maybe next time, let me know.
It should be in your Tinder profile.
Potentially. You know,
it should be in your Tinder profile. I was dating a drug lord.
From now on, right? Again, it's alleged. We don't know the truth behind it, right? The good news is that he's alive and he's doing well and looks like he's going to recover. But we want to hear from you. When and how did you find out that your new significant other, that person you're hanging out with, has a crazy ex? Or just somebody that they're still with, but they forgot to tell you that they're still with them. 877-971-HITS.
This happened to me in college, man. I was at University of Laverne. I think I was a junior. And I was dating this girl, Danny Castro.
You remember her name, right, bro?
Yeah, she's a blonde Cuban chick. And, she's from Laverne, Upland, somewhere in the valley. And we went out a couple times. We went out to dinner and stuff. And I drove her back to her house. And we were out in front of her house, somewhere in the hills in Laverne. And we're just like outside, you know, she lives with her parents, so, you know, we weren't going inside or whatever. We're like outside, like making out in the driveway. And all of a sudden, like this giant lifted truck, right, comes ripping up the street.
Had to be a dude from Corona.
Mm. For sure. Flat brimmed hat, mesh. Oh my God.
Famous,
right?
What is that, famous Sergeant Stripes?
Yeah, yeah. Bad Boys Club sticker on the back window. Like, this dude comes ripping up the hill, and they were like on the end of this cul-de-sac kind of situation, this corner, and he just tears by, and I'm like, and I'm making fun of him, like, whoa, yeah, look at that guy. Oh, I bet you're strong. You got a good bench press. She's like, oh my God, I think that's my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, shoot.
And I'm like, whoa, what? She goes, we just broke up like a few days ago. I'm like, damn.
Oh, no. She moves on quickly.
Yeah, I was like, why? But we've been talking for a while. Yeah. So, whatever their situation was, that's their business, right?
Yeah.
So, and she's like, yeah, he's a little crazy. Like, he was going 70 miles an hour in a residential neighborhood. Of course he's a little crazy, right? So, she's like, he's probably just going to leave. I'm like, yeah, right. This dude whips a Yui, comes tearing back down, jumps out of this truck. And this dude is probably like 6 foot, but like 6 feet wide, just of muscle, right?
Oh,
like,
my God.
Yeah, like those muscles that go from your shoulders to your earlobes.
Jeez,
however
good
the
Lord.
Hell you get those, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, that's still my girlfriend. And if I ever see you again, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, my gosh, bro.
And Danny's like, oh, no, 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 like, this is a misunderstanding. We broke up. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to let you guys handle this. And I just, like, legitimately, like, walked away slowly. Like, don't make any sudden moves towards the dude with the trap ears. Don't make any sort of moves. And I got in the car and just drove down the hill. And then she started hitting me up. And I'm like, I ain't never going back. I'm never going north of Foothill again in my life.
So you never talked to Danny ever again?
That was it, dude. I was afraid.
Yo, what's her last name?
Castro.
Danny Castro, if you're listening right now, or you're Danny's ex, give us a call. 877-971-HITS.
That would be phenomenal.
We'll tell you what Brian's new address is.
No, I'm on the street level now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Christine from San Pedro, when and how did you find out that your new significant other's ex was crazy?
Okay, so I walk out of work and I see something on my car, like under the windshield wiper, and I'm like, oh, dude, did I really just get a ticket?
Right.
So I walk up to it and there's a note in an envelope, and under it is a pregnancy test, and the note says, he's mine and the baby is his.
What? Hold up. Was the pregnancy test positive?
Positive.
So what happened? Was this woman really pregnant?
I don't know. Look, I like the guy, but I didn't like him enough to risk my freaking life.
Dude, you got
to
bail on that. You don't do follow-up questions. You just go, sounds good. That's your situation, your baby, your man. You go ahead and live your life.
But did you tell? Yeah. Did you end up telling the guy that you were seeing what happened? And
no.
Then how did he react? No.
You just rolled out.
I didn't tell him anything.
You
I
break
never
up.
Told him again. He would text me. I wouldn't respond. I was out.
You full on ghosted him.
Guys, when Mr. Trap Shoulders came out and threatened to murder me, I'm like, I don't even know this girl that well. Rug, I don't need to be part of this at all. Bye.
I'm going through this girl's process. Whoever did this to you, Christine, legit peed on a pregnancy test, rolled up to your car, and dropped it off.
So gross.
On one hand, she did give you a heads up there'd be problems in the future.
Yeah.
Christine, thank you for calling us. That's definitely a crazy ex right there, for sure.
Yeah.
Jose from Downey, how and when did you find out that your new significant other has a crazy ex?
Well, we had been talking for a bit. We were already about 3 months into the relationship, and I already knew about her exes, and she has actually mentioned that she was surprised he hadn't gotten in touch with me.
Wow.
A little on the weird side.
Like, hey, that's crazy. Has my ex hit you up yet? And you're like, no. You're like, woof, that's weird.
He must think we're not going to last.
Yes, he does.
But eventually, he did reach out to you. How and what did he say?
He texted me saying that he'll pay me off to stop talking to her and I should just stop because it's not going to work. But
damn,
I just
how
kept
much?
Ignoring him. He hasn't shown up yet.
How much money?
About a grand.
Yo, you didn't take it?
No, hell no.
Well, but just take it and stay with your girl. You know what I'm saying?
Are you said he hasn't hit you back. You're still dating that girl?
Yeah, I actually mentioned it to her and she said that he's apparently in jail right now. So.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah.
My girl and I are like, we're 5.5 years now and already having an engagement ring on the way.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, yes. With that $1,000 could have helped pay off that engagement ring,
bro. How much money, if he comes back to you with, though, would it take, though? 50 grand? 75?
No money.
Good answer, bro. Good answer. All right, my man. Well, thank you for calling in. Right. That's wild, man. We're trying to pay people off and whatnot. That check was probably going to bounce, though. What's on our text, Ryan?
You never trust a guy's word who's calling you from jail to try to pay you off. All right. Our girl Jennifer from Nashville said, we found out together we were both formerly dating the same same crazy person.
Whoa, that's weird.
That's a reality show, right?
Wait, so she was dating a new dude.
She was dating a new chick. And they were both found out they had the same crazy ex.
Oh my gosh. It's Does that bring you closer together?
I was
going
to say it's a bonding moment though, right? You can vent about them.
You
can
bond over getting a new security system. That's great.
There you go.
This from the 909. I found out my boyfriend's ex was crazy when I came home and she was sitting on my couch after breaking into my apartment.
Oh my gosh.
To tell me that I was sleeping with her man. Breaking and entering is a dead giveaway. Someone's crazy.
On the couch, just waiting for you.
That's terrifying,
like a
too.
Super villain just petting a cat or something.
Yeah, dude. What if she was just like eating your food, bro?
Laying in your bed. I mean,
if you break into someone's house, you're definitely helping yourself to the fridge, right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, look, I think the bottom line and the moral of the story is, if you do have a crazy ex, I think you should definitely let the new person know. Hey, just FYI, I got a crazy ex. Just to let you know. Don't you think that's a good idea?
A little courtesy warning.
Right, Jess?
Right, like no one wants to find that out together.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Mark from Yucaipa. Would you rather make your camera roll public or your internet search history?
I mean, who are we kidding here? Camera roll.
100%. What's the reasoning?
I mean,
I don't have any pics on my camera roll.
Also, your internet history, who the hell knows? That's the wild, wild west of what you've been looking at.
Yeah.
Later. Yeah, thanks. Kalia from Cypress, would you rather make public your entire camera roll or your entire internet search history?
I would rather make public all of my photos because I don't take a bad photo.
Oh,
confidence.
Little Miss Humble right here. Kalia, thank you so much for calling in. Have a great summer.
Thanks, you too.
All right, before we get to our answer, what are our text lines saying, Brian?
We got one from the 323. This is Edgar from South LA. I'd show my camera roll because all I have is nothing but memes.
What's up, Tokayo?
From the 562, I'd rather show my entire camera roll. It's just selfies, pictures of my dog, food, Disneyland, and screenshots of beauty hacks.
People are doing some weird stuff on the internet.
And then from the 916, search history. For sure, I have way too many nudes in my camera roll to go public.
All right, Ryan, how about you, bro?
Oh, internet history. I mean, camera roll in a second. My internet history, hell no.
No way.
All my camera roll, all I have. My girlfriend has never sent me a dirty picture. I've never sent her one. So there's nothing. I'm not worried about that. All we have is pictures of my dogs.
That's boring.
That's pretty much
a long
it.
Distance, too.
Yeah, we just don't do it. She just won't do it. Like, I don't want to. We'll get shot down, man. I'm not going to do that.
Brian's like, Chelsea, I agree with you.
And
it just hasn't happened for
me,
though.
Yeah, right? I mean, you ask once, she says no. My search history is a crime scene. I'm going to say that straight up, man. No way.
Every time Brian goes on his search history, it sounds like this.
Yeah, that's actually what I'm saying as I'm typing it in.
Creepy. Chelsea Dater, you've had a tough decision to make.
Do I?
I mean, I've seen your face and you're like, I'm judging your face. You're like, I don't know.
By Chelsea's judgment of my girlfriend, she ain't handing over that camera roll.
Let's think about this. We've talked about this before. I have 42,000 pictures on my camera roll.
And you dated long distance numerous times.
Sure did. So I'm going to go ahead and give over my internet search because, what you're going to find, like shopping websites.
Yeah.
I don't do anything too crazy that I can think of right now on the internet. So
you guys know me, man. It's safe on both. I just have my daughters, and you've already seen those pictures. They all go public on Instagram.
Every single angle.
Yo, I think Ariella Sotelo was trending on Instagram. Hashtag.
Thank you, bro. Yo, check out her hashtag. Hashtag Ariella Sotelo. She's awesome. DJ Majestic. Can anybody guess?
Oh, my gosh.
Remember, he is a DJ. Would he rather make public his photos on his phone or his internet search?
I mean, search history. You can't hand over the role, man.
Chelsea, what do you think? He's a DJ.
I'm just going to go ahead and say the camera roll.
Yeah.
Just because I want someone else to be on my side. My team.
DJ Majestic?
I will say I do have some grimy pics on my camera roll, but I would give my camera roll up way before my internet search history. Yeah. I will not give that up.
Yup. Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Your chance to win tickets to check out the Jonas Brothers in concert at the Forum, right? Hang tight.
The Chelsea Report.
So new music from Selena Gomez is on the way.
Awesome.
Very exciting. Yeah. She just announced her upcoming album is finished. It's complete. She'll be dropping it soon. Just has some finishing touches to put on it. And this week she went on Jimmy Fallon to talk about it and explain why it's taken so long. Because it's been 4 years since she released an album.
Are you working on a new album?
I'm actually done.
And you did it?
Yeah.
Can you give any scoop or no?
I have to do like a few finishing things with it, but I'm just relieved. It took me 4 years now to even feel at a good place with this album. And it's just because I had such huge moments that happened in my life personally that how was I going to capture that and how was I going to actually feel good about what I was saying? So I kept going and I'm relieved now.
She hasn't spoken out about like what she, how she feels about the Justin and Haley engagement. So I'm curious if we're going to get any songs about that or just kind of her coping with an ex moving on. Because they were together off and on for what, 7 years or something crazy like that. Forever, yeah. So
she's the one who had to get like a kidney transplant and stuff too?
Yeah, that was a couple
like
years ago.
That would come up in the album before the Bieber, Haley Baldwin thing. Like,
she went through a lot.
Yeah, hell of a 4 years.
So wish her all the best, man. That's good. It's going to be coming out. And I'm sure she's going to help and encourage others that are struggling with the things that she struggled with.
Of course.
Because, you know, a lot of times when you go through struggles, you feel like you're the only one going through that. Mm-hmm. So when you hear other people going through it, you can encourage each other that way.
And so she's always been good at that too, kind of being so vocal. Mm-hmm. All right, Khloe Kardashian is speaking her truth.
Okay.
And she's doing it in response to allegations that Tristan Thompson cheated on his ex-girlfriend with her while the ex was pregnant. So it's basically the same thing that happened to her. Tristan cheated on her while she was pregnant.
Got it.
Khloe went on Instagram basically to explain her truth, saying she had no idea he was still seeing his baby mama at the time they started dating. She said they met because a mutual friend set them up, and after going on a couple dates, Tristan did tell her he had an ex that was pregnant, and she said, I was obviously reluctant to continue to date this guy or start a relationship, but she said Tristan's friends, even his lawyers, his mom, they all backed Tristan up, and they were like, this relationship with this past ex has been over for a long time.
I mean, that's cool when the mom and friends back him up, but then when there's lawyers are backing him up, you're going to trust his lawyers? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, the whole thing, I just can't stand these things because it's like she's trying to distance herself from it so that she doesn't get pegged with the karma tag of like, oh, how did you not know you had a cheating scumbag guy who was cheating on another woman who was pregnant with one of his children with you, and then it happened to you too. She's almost trying to be like, look guys, I had no idea. You had an idea. Don't come with that.
I don't know though. I mean, he is a pathological liar. Like, I mean, I feel like he's probably a pretty good actor. I don't know. I think we can't put fault on her. It's fault on him.
I'm not saying fault on her. I'm saying to say that you had no idea is BS. Well, it's not like this is a shock. It was his decisions to cheat.
Or at least a red flag, like, yo, you know, this dude just got a girl pregnant and he's out here dating. Mm-hmm. Could be a red flag.
She said she was reluctant. Her gut was telling her what to do.
Either way, I feel like she has guilt no matter what. Because like I said, it happened to her. And she, you know, ended her post saying, you know, truthfully, from the deepest parts of my soul, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for any pain that has been created either way. So
look, it sucks what she's been going through. And it probably sucks whatever Tristan's ex has also been going through because of this. So.
And whatever the next one will go through. Like, the dude is not going to change.
He's the worst.
It's tough.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. To catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Trying to amp up your hump day by hooking you up with some Jonas Bros Ticks. They're going to be in concert at the Forum the weekend of December 15th. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m., but we got them before you can even buy them. All you got to do is be caller 9 and already be singing a Jonas Brothers song. All right, when we answer. Amp Radio, good morning. Caller number 1, thank you. Amp Radio, good morning. Caller number 2. We're going to go through the first 7 real quick. Caller number 3, thank you for calling. Bye. Amp Radio, caller number 4, thank you. Amp Radio, caller number 5, thank you.
The first one who was singing.
Caller number 5, I'm sorry. Keep trying. Amp Radio, caller number 6, thank you.
Delayed.
All right, here we go. Now we're going to really hear him out. Amp Radio, good morning.
Good morning, burning up for you, baby.
I love how you tried to turn a good morning into the lyrics.
Hey, I did it, though.
That was good, but you're caller 7. You got to be caller 9.
Unfair.
She's calling it, throwing in the flag. All right, here we go. Amp Radio, good morning.
Oh, there's a little thing. No one knows about you. I'm a sucker for you.
Perfect. You're your own band.
Guitars are the best, by the way. Shut you out on that. Yo, you are amazing, but you're caller number 8.
No!
Wow, that is.
You got a crew with you right now?
she has her mama.
Aw, sorry, guys. We got to go on to the next caller. Thank you for trying. We'll have some more tomorrow, though.
Love you guys.
Tomorrow at this time. Okay, we love you, too. Thank you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
All right. Here it is, guys. Caller 9. They got to be singing. Here we go. Good morning.
Good morning.
No!
Now I'm speechless. Over the edge of this bridge.
She was singing. She was singing.
She was singing. She was already singing. When we first answered, she was already singing.
No, that counts, man. I'm saying she was singing, and then you said good morning, you threw her off.
I know, but that's the part of it.
She was already singing when we answered, though.
I know.
She was. That's the rule. You just got to be singing when we answer.
Amp Radio, good morning. What's your name and where are you from?
Good morning. I'm Veronica from Brea.
Veronica from Brea, you were singing when I first answered the phone. Then I said good morning, and you said good morning. So,
yeah, I was not. I was supposed to ignore you, sir.
Aww.
Oh, she's so sweet. Cute. So the thing is, you had to be seen when we answered, and she was. Yeah. So you're caller 9. You are the winner.
Winner.
Yes.
Congratulations, Veronica. We love you, girl.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
In case you haven't noticed it, I noticed it with all the boobs I've been getting lately. Mornings. Summer has arrived. And we're hooking up with a Jeep Wrangler 2019 for you to cruise in this summer. All you got to do is be caller 9 when you hear the key song of the day. And today's key song of the day is Dancing with a Stranger by Sam Smith and Normani. You just heard us play it, so it's your chance to get a key right now. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Elizabeth from the LBC. Good morning.
Good morning.
Love your vibe, Elizabeth.
Oh my goodness. I love you guys. I listen to you guys every day. I just want to tell Chelsea if she wants to hang out this summer, we can hang out because my boyfriend's out for an internship.
Okay.
We can hang out, girl.
I'm here. Have a good time. Oh, all let's right. do it. Let's take the town.
Good. Let's go to caller 10, see what they're up to.
Elizabeth, hopefully you'll tell Chelsea that you'll pick her up in the 2019 Jeep Wrangler.
Yes.
Girl, we can cruise all over LA and hit all the parties.
We would cause so much trouble. I can tell.
Especially if Chelsea drives.
True. I'll let you drive.
Congratulations, Elizabeth. You're caller 9.
Oh, thank you guys. You guys are awesome. This just made my day.
Thank you for listening to us. You got a key. Hopefully you'll start up that 2019 Jeep Wrangler. Appreciate you. And you'll be a good wing woman for Chelsea, right?
Of course. Of course. I just finished grad school and my boyfriend's away, so I have all this free time. Hopefully a new car, and that'd be so awesome.
Hell of a summer.
Awesome. Let's get turnt.
And depending on how turnt you guys get, you might end up with a new man.
No, we're good.
Let's not jinx that, dude. She's got a guy who's a college graduate doing an internship. What y'all doing right now?
Yeah, actually, does your man have any cute friends?
There you go, Chels.
No.
I think she's honest.
I appreciate your honesty.
Elizabeth just legit said all my boyfriend's friends are ugly.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Got good news for you. Today's the last day of this recent heat wave here in SoCal. Starting tomorrow, we're going to drop about 10 degrees throughout SoCal. And we're going to stay that way through the weekend. So amen to that. Right about now, Dopest Moment Award goes out to Christine from San Pedro. Yo, man. Speaking about San Pedro, we got to go back to the fish market. Oh, I just thought about that.
So good.
I'm the only one that's hungry. All right, type.
I mean, I don't know right now if I'm feeling like fish at 10 a.m. right now.
Oh, dude.
I'm like an 11 a.m. bust out the fish market.
I'm like currently eating tuna right now. I have tuna on my salad right here. So sorry about that.
Smell,
guys.
That's what that smell is. Okay.
Tuna in the studio. Jeez.
So it goes out to Christine from San Pedro. She shared with us how she found out that her significant other's ex was actually crazy. Check out this story.
So I walk out of work and I see something on my car, like under the windshield wiper. And I'm like, oh, dude, did I really just get a ticket?
Right.
So I walk up to it and there's a note in an envelope. And under it is a pregnancy test. And the note says, he's mine and the baby is his.
What?
Hold up. Was the pregnancy test positive?
Positive.
Was this woman really pregnant?
I don't know. Look, I like the guy, but I didn't like him enough to risk my freaking life.
Dude, you got to bail on that.
But did you tell? Yeah. Did you end up telling the guy that you were seeing what happened? And
no.
How did he react? No.
You just rolled out.
I didn't tell him anything.
You break up.
I never told him again. He would text me. I wouldn't respond. I was out.
You full on ghosted him.
Guys, when Mr. Trap Shoulders came out and threatened to murder me, I'm like, I don't even know this girl that well. Bro, I don't need to be part of this at all. Bye.
You immediately evaluate, is this person worth it or not? Nope, I'm out. You know what we forgot to ask her? Because she says she removed it from her car.
Uh-huh.
How did, like, did she use gloves, a shirt?
Just turn the wipers on. Let the wipers in.
Yeah, truth.
And then the little mist that comes out,
just
bro.
Just spray them right off.
You got to remove that pregnancy test out the way. You don't know whose pee's on that, right? So crazy, man.
You're assuming it's her pee if it's anybody's.
Yeah, you don't know, man.
Well, who knows, man? People be crazy.
What if this whole time, plot twist, what if this whole time the guy she was dating actually did it?
So, like, he was just trying to get rid of her?
Yeah. You don't know how to break up with her.
I guess it all comes down to the same thing. You're dealing with crazy idiots.
Yeah.
So, just go away from them.
Jesse Ortiz coming up next. He can over your radio. Remember, the key song of the day is... Look what you made me do. I'm with somebody. Dancing with a Stranger. Whenever you hear the song in its entirety, be call 9, and you'll get a key to hopefully start off that 2019 Jeep Wrangler.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.